Hello and welcome back to the Rating Room Rapid Review. This is your host Jay, and buckle up because we are diving into episode 2 already. In this fast-paced review show, we take a deep dive into the latest must-watch, or maybe must-avoid shows. We give them the thumbs up, the thumbs down, and everything in between. For those who haven't been following along, episode 1 was a wild ride introducing us to the bone-chilling zombie apocalypse mayhem of All of Us Are Dead, the gripping South Korean TV series. In episode 2, I'm going to discuss the Netflix TV series, The Brother's Son. We will see where this unique family drama takes us. Alright, enough chit chat here. We all know why we're here. Did the brother's son manage to keep the heat on, or did it fizzle out like a damp firewood? We're about to hit the fast forward button on your Netflix queue and see if this show deserves a spot on your watch list. Buckle up, because this rapid review of the brother's son is about to explode. The Rain Room. So before we jump into this review, let's rewind for a second. This show throws us into the heart of Los Angeles, where we meet Bruce Sun. Bruce seems like your average California dude. You've got sunshine, smiles, maybe a budding medical career as well. But hold on tight, because Bruce's world gets flipped upside down when his estranged brother, his older brother, Charles, bursts onto the scene. It turns out Charles is a hardened criminal from the underworld of Taipei. He's forced to flee to protect his family. Think brooding, lethal, and with a past that could feel a crime novel. Now, Bruce might be a bit naive, but their mum, Eileen's son, is another story entirely. She's a glue that holds this dysfunctional family together. Or at least she tries to. Eileen's got secrets of her own as well, and a strength that might surprise you. Let's just say there's more to this seemingly ordinary family than meets the eye. This sets the stage for a clash of worlds. You've got the laid-back California lifestyle versus the ruthless world of gangsters. And let's not forget the internal family drama brewing between these polar opposite brothers. Will Bruce be able to handle the truth about his family? Can Charles protect them from the dangers that follow him? Buckle up, because this family reunion is about to get explosive. Okay, let's just have a quick look at the characters now. So we've got the estranged brothers, a shady mom, and gangsters lurking in the shadows. Sounds like a recipe for disaster, doesn't it? Well, let's see how it plays out. But before we dive into the plot, the brother's son really shines with its characters. First up, we have Bruce Sun, played by Samsung Lee. Bruce is our wide-eyed Californian dude. Remember that scene where he tries to reason with a hitman? Hilarious. His journey is a constant source of comedic relief. He's completely unprepared for the violence and chaos, like the time he freaks out accidentally witnessing this brutal interrogation. But Bruce's innocence and naivety are endearing. There's a real sense of growth as well as he grapples with his family's past. Now, take for example when he finally confronts Charles about their father's crimes. It's a pivotal moment where Bruce starts to understand the weight of his family legacy. Next up is Charles' son, played by Justin Chin. He's the complete opposite. He's this brooding, hardened criminal. Chin's performance is fantastic as well. He portrays this dark intensity that's chilling, like that scene where he calmly disarms a rival gang. But there's also this vulnerability beneath the surface, especially when it comes to protecting his family. Remember the scene when he breaks down after a close call with the gangsters? It shows a different side to Charles, and you can see this as a man that's haunted by his past. His relationship with Bruce is a highlight as well, and it's a clash of personalities, but there is a genuine sense of brotherhood there that develops throughout the series. For example, when Charles teaches Bruce some self-defense moves, it's both funny and heartwarming, and it's a real moment of connection amongst the chaos. And of course, you can't forget Eileen's son, played by the legendary Michelle Yeoh. Eileen is the anchor of this family. She's got this quiet strength that holds everything together, even as she harbors her own secrets. Do you remember that scene where she effortlessly takes down a group of thugs? Really brings out this depth and complexity to the role that's truly captivating. There's a fantastic dynamic as well between Eileen and the sons. She's trying to protect them from the dangers of their past. At that time, she warns Charles about the consequences of his actions, but she's also struggling with her own choices, as hinted at the interactions with a mysterious figure from her past. There's some other great characters too, like Bruce's potential love interest and Charles' old friends from Taipei, but these three are the heart and soul of the show. The relationships, the journey, and the memorable moments all contributing to making The Brother's Son an entertaining and engaging experience. Now, let's see if the plot itself lives up to the characters. Okay, so I've talked a bit about the characters, but what about the plot itself? The Brother's Son keeps you on your toes with its twists, turns, and some truly unforgettable scenes. There's this scene where Charles finally tells Bruce the truth about their family's past. It's an emotional gut punch as well, but it also sheds light on Charles' motivations and the choices that led him down his dark path. This scene is a turning point point for the relationship, forcing them to confront the shared history and forge a new bond. And let's not forget the action. The show delivers some truly thrilling fight sequences. Take for example the opening fight scene where Charles takes down three goons sent to kill him while he's baking in his apartment of all things. It's brutal, perfectly showcases Charles' lethal fighting skills. We also see Charles fighting several goons dressed in inflatable dinosaurs as well, which I think is a funny scene, but also these action sequences are a great counterpoint to the show's humour and quieter character moments. The brother's son isn't afraid to take risks as well with the narrative and the standout scenes and surprising twists what keep you hooked. But is the overall plot as strong as its individual moments? We'll find out later in the episode when I discuss the ratings. The Brother's Son isn't just about the story and the characters, it's also a visual feast. The cinematography is slick and stylish, with a focus on contrasting the laid-back California sun with the grittier underbelly of the gangster world. Take for example the scene where Bruce and Charles have a tense conversation on the beach. The golden light and the crashing waves contrast with the darkness brewing between them. The fight sequences are also impressive, with a fight choreography that showcases the brutality without being overly graphic. Speaking of visuals, the show has a distinct Asian American beauty. From the set design to the costumes, there's a subtle yet impactful nod to Taiwanese and Chinese culture. This adds a layer of authenticity and visual interest that sets it apart from other crime dramas. A little factual tidbit here: did you know that filming took place in Los Angeles, California, and also Taiwan across 3 months? This adds a layer of realism to the show, as well as the contrasting locations visually representing the different worlds that Bruce and Charles come from. The Brother's Son clearly had a lot of thought and effort poured into its production. The slick visuals, commitment to authenticity, and killer soundtrack all contribute to the overall experience. But did it all come together in the end? A little bit of trivia now. Sam Song Lee took improv classes to prepare for his role as Bruce. Also in episode 2, Charles is seen talking to his mom about some gangsters he called back in Taipei. He mentioned two of their names were Sammo and Hung. That's a nod to famous actor, director, and producer in Hong Kong cinema. That name might be familiar to Western audiences too, as he starred in the US TV show Martial Law. Going back to the dinosaur fight I mentioned earlier, in the background there is a banner that reads in Chinese, "The Age of Dinosaurs Dominating the Earth." This is a nod to the Jurassic Park film, which has a similar banner that read "When Dinosaurs Ruled the Earth." The Brother's Son isn't just about gangsters and family drama, it delves deeper into some thought-provoking themes and symbolism. One major theme is the clash between cultures. We see this through Bruce, who embodies the laid-back Californian lifestyle, and Charles, who represents the ruthless world of his Taiwanese past. Their interactions are filled with symbolism, like the contrasting landscapes they live in. This clash forces them to confront their identities and question what it means to belong. Another theme is the concept of family secrets. Their secrets lurking beneath the surface and threatening to destroy the family. As the truth comes out, the characters grapple with the choices of the past and the impact on the present. The show also explores ideas of forgiveness and the complex bonds of family, even when these bonds are strained by betrayal and violence. These themes and symbols are woven into the narrative of The Brother's Son. This makes it more than just a popcorn action TV series. They add depth and complexity, leaving the audience to contemplate their own lives and choices to make. But did the show manage to deliver a satisfying conclusion? The Brother's Son has sparked some interesting discussions among fans. Here are some fan theories buzzing around online. Eileen's calm demeanour and hidden fighting skills have fans questioning in the past. Was she forced into hiding? Did she have a connection to the criminal world herself? There's definitely more to Eileen that meets the eye, and the fans were eager to learn her full story. Which obviously, once we watch the series, you find out later. Another unanswered question is whether June and Charles have feelings for each other. June joins the family at the end of the series and heads to Taiwan to continue working with Charles and Eileen. Is this a start of a possible relationship? Talking about Charles and his love life, what about Alexis? They shared a past and they rekindled as well during season 1. However, as we saw, Alexis chose a job and worked on taking down the triads. Could be still a possible love triangle developing. However, I suppose we'll never know the outcome, as The Brother's Son was cancelled in March, which is slightly disappointing because when I started writing the show notes for this rapid review episode, I wasn't aware that this was cancelled, and it was only as part of the research for this episode that I came across this. So, on that note, let's get on to the ratings. Okay folks, time to wrap up this rapid review of The Brother's Son. The Brother's Son is a wild ride that blends action, drama, humour into this surprising, entertaining package. You've got the standout characters, particularly Michelle Yeoh's captivating Eileen Sun, that keeps you interested and invested. And the twists and surprises will leave you guessing. The fight scenes are impressive and the visual style adds a unique Asian-American flair. However, the pacing does falter in the middle of the season, with a couple of episodes that feel like filler. Still, the start is strong and the finish is strong. This makes it a worthwhile watch. Overall, I'm giving The Brother's Son a 7 out of 10. It's not perfect, but it is fun and it's an engaging show that will leave you wanting more. So if you're looking for an action-packed family drama with a dash of humour, The Brother's Son is definitely worth checking out. So, I've given my rating, the Rating Room official rating, of 7 out of 10. The Good Folks at IMDb currently has a rating of 7.6 out of 10. The Rotten Tomatoes has a rating of 84% and a 90% audience score. That's a wrap for this episode. Thanks for listening, and remember, cinema is a conversation, so keep it going. You can send any questions, suggestions, feedback that you might have via our social media channels or by searching The Rating Room, or by reaching out to us at theratingroom@gmail.com. We also have a website, and you can find our show notes, rankings, and more by visiting www.theratingroom.com. Check out our YouTube channel as well, and make sure you subscribe to our channels to stay up to date. Make sure you check out our weekly episodes as well. So see you next time on The Rating Room podcast. Thank you.